may aim a sign the chayovim aleihem. When is there an issa? When is kedusha chal on bikurim? Bikurim, when it grows, there's no issa on bikurim. Bikurim is regular fruits. The Yisrael takes it off the tree and then he brings it up to Yerushalayim to the Beis Hamikdash. At what point is a chal the kedusha bikurim? Just when you pull it off the tree, at that time, there's no issa yet. He does not have the law of eating bikurim. When is the chal the kedusha bikurim? Miyem asay nechayovim aleihem. So the Al Gemara says the lashon mishiyiru pnei abayis. When you see the face of the house, which Rashi learns, Misa Zar, if the Zar eats it, at what time is the Kedusha that the Zar would receive Misa for eating it? So it says Rashi Mishir Pnei Abayis, which Poshid, you learn, it means when it comes into Yerushalayim. However, when you see the Beis Hamikdash, Poshid Mishir Pnei Abayis means when you bring it to the Beis Hamikdash. So Tais says, well, Rashi says also before, the Kohen is like a Malayim, Zar Misa, the Kohen Malkus, it applies upon both of them. If a Kohen eats Bikurim before the Kriya, there's Malkus involved. Or else he eats the Chus Lachayma, She Mitzvah Seh Bifnim Biyazara, there's a Mitzvah to eat the Bikurim inside Yerushalayim. So the mitzvah bikurim is seated inside the Azara, mash inside the Beis Hamikdash, he has to eat it. If a kohen eats bikurim outside the Beis Hamikdash, he has this lav. That's the question. When is the kedusha chal on bikurim that there's a lav for a kohen to eat it, either outside or even before the mitzvahs? And when does a zar receive misa? So Gemara says mishiyah pnei abayis. So Rambam shifter is though, it means when you bring it to Yerushalayim. As soon as bikurim is brought into Yerushalayim, that's when the Isser is chal upon bikurim. The Chutz should be like that. But we had a Gemara before, that according to Reb Yehuda, that Hanoch is not Makis. Hanoch is not Makis. It comes out, when is the Heter chal? When can you eat bikurim? Mishir Pnei Abayis. So if you go and see a Pnei Abayis, it's a theory, there's never an Isser. According to Rabbi Yehuda, when the Bikurim come into the Beis Hamikdash, right away it's mutter to eat it. And if the whole Yisra was only chal when you first bring it in, so you never have the Yisra Bikurim. That's what the Rambam learns when the Gemara says, Pnei Abayis here, it means Yerushalayim. As soon as the Bikurim is brought into Yerushalayim, that's when it's chal the Yisra. For now, Zar has a chiv nisif eats it. Or Kain has a lot. When is the Heter? That's the Machlokes. Either b'shas l'gomad yomo when you bring it into the Beis Hamikdash, or else b'shas hanocho when you put it down in front of the mizbeach, or else our Mishnah holds that like b'shimin b'shas kriya, you have to have the kriya, you have to say the parsha around the Ovid Ovi. Moshe says, "Kama who does go like? Kriya tana like this tana. The tana you learned. We are b'lev the way now. The kurim mitzosan b'chutz or mitzosan b'fnim. Half of it." Whatever the more means, either outside Yerushalayim or inside, or means outside the Beis Hamikdash or inside the Beis Hamikdash. So we have Bikurim. Half of it is outside the Chayma of Yerushalayim, according to Rambam, and half of this basket is inside Yerushalayim. So Lachar is Shabachot Harei Kachurim. So part of the basket that's outside Yerushalayim has no Kedushas Bikurim yet. It's like Chumim, whoever wants to can eat it. The Chod of Reim. But Shabachnim, the part of the basket that inside the Chaymas Yerushalayim, Harei and Kehegdish, that's Lach like Hegdish, the Chod of Reim. So that's why, like this Mandiyama, that the Kurim is only Chal when it comes inside Pnei Abayis, inside the Chaymas. Whether it is Yerushalayim or the Beis Hamikdash, that's the Machlokes. Omer Rav Sheshe says, Bikurim Hanochem HaKeves Ben. He's on this Shita also, that the mitzvah of putting it down in front of the Mizbeach, that's Makid. Up until then, we have the lav and the misa for Zar to eat from it. But Kriya ain't makavis ben. That's not market. Even before the Yisrael says around the Eved Ovi, it's mutter for Kriya to eat the Bikurim. There's no more, he has the heter. So Kaman, who does Rosh Hashanah go like? Kaman, Kiyai Tana, like this Tana. The Tana we learned. We have the Yaisi Yomer. Shloisha Dvorim, Mishum Shloisha Zakenim. Said over three different halachis in the name of three Zakenim. Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yishmael says, Yochel, I would have thought to say, Yala Odom, Maisi Sheni, Bizman is there, Yishlayim. The Yechlenu, that Bizman is there when we don't have the Beis Hamikdash. After the Churban, still I would think that you could take your Maisi Sheni and bring it up to Yishlayim and eat it there. Because it's still called Yishlayim. The Dinu, it's a Svara, it's a Kavachayim like that, so it's a Svara. Bechor, Tayin Avoyas Mokim. A Korban Bechor, you have to bring it to the Beis Hamikdash. Umaisa Sheni, Toyin Avoyis Mokom, Mat Sheni also has to be in Yerushalayim. Ma Bechor, just like Bechor, Enu Rela Befnei Abayis, Af Maisa, Enu Rela Befnei Abayis. That would be one Svarah. That just like Bechor is only brought to Korban when you have the Beis Hamikdash, so Chor Maisa Sheni also. You could only eat Maisa Sheni in Yerushalayim when you have the Beis Hamikdash. But if you don't have the Beis Hamikdash, maybe it's also teeth Maisa Sheni. I'll tell you now, Ma'la B'chor She'kein Toyin Matin Domi V'yemur L'gabim Mizbeach. You know why a B'chor needs the Beis Hamikdash? Because the B'chor is a Korban. You have to bring the Dam on the Mizbeach. You have to burn the fats on the Mizbeach. That's why B'zman there's no Beis Hamikdash. You don't have a B'chor. But Ma'la Sheni that does not need the Beis Hamikdash, maybe even though there's a Korban Abayis, still you can eat Ma'la Sheni in Yerushalayim? Maybe. So this I say, you know, Bikurim Yechichoy. Bikurim teaches me now that Bikurim Yonim Hanocho, and still you can eat Bikurim now that there's Churban Abayis. So Malu Bikurim now, Shekein Tunin Hanocho, but I call upon him, you need the Hanocho. You have to put it down in front of the Mizbeach, you need the Mizbeach. So maybe that's why if there's a Churban Abayis, there's no Pasha Bikurim. But my Tishemi, that the Chlav does not need the Mizbeach, maybe they could eat it today. Says you keep Bikurim Ma'aseh Sheni Lefnei Hashem. So Makish Ma'aseh LeBechor. This Hekish, the same person says Bechor also that Ma Bechor just like a Korban Bechor. Ain't a well Lefnei Abayis. It has to be in front of the Beis Hamikdash. Af Ma'aseh Ain't a well Lefnei Abayis. Also Ma'aseh is only Lefnei Abayis. That's what the Mishnah said. Rabbi Yosef said the Mishnah said. Now, Yim Misa, Lufrach, Mala Bikurim, Shekein Tunin Kriya V'Hanocha. If you're going to tell me that Hanocha is Makiv, so now she asks the question, Mala Bikurim, Shekein Tunin Kriya V'Hanocha. So why isn't this part of the Pircha? Om Ravashi Nidhi Kuva Lekha, Mitzvah Mileka. So what do you want to bring a proof? That it's not Makiv. That you see Kriya is not Makiv. The Gemara only said Hanocha. The Gemara did not say Kriya. So you see Kriya is not Makiv. That's the proof that the Shmuel holds, free is not market. Omer of Ashi, need the kuva leka, but mitzvah mi leka. Sure, even if you want to say free is not the kuva, that means before free you could eat it, but there's still a mitzvah. So the Marsh still sort of brought down. For the fuck mitzvah. The Marsh asked the question, there's still a new mitzvah of Kriya. For the that could also be a question. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here.
What do you mean by
that?
On Yom Kippur, and he wants to explain that we know the kapora of the Pora Duma was in you know Zoyf Chuka Tatera, it means to do mitzvah to Tera Sachuka. But we don't understand why.
You test them now, we'll start over again, a drop. The four lines down. And Omar Rav Sheshis, Bikurim Hanochem Akevus Ben. Rav Sheshis says, by Bikurim, when the Yisrael brings it to the Kohen, after the Kohen makes the Hanoch, he just puts it down in front of him as Beach. That's enough, then he's allowed to eat it. But Kriya Eimakevus Ben, he does not have to wait until the Yisrael says the Parasha Rami Yevidovi. Kriya is not Makiv. So Mora says, Kaman, who does Rav Sheshis go like? Ki hai tam la this Tana. The Tanya we learned. Rabbi Yossi Oimer Shloisha Dvorim Mishum Shloisha Zakenim. Rabbi Yossi says over three halachas from three different Zakenim, three different Tanoim. Now one of them, the first one, that's Magay to us, that Rabbi Yishmael, he says all the name that Rabbi Yishmael says, Yochel, I would have thought to say, that Yala Oda Maisi Sheni Bizman Azir, Bi Yerushalayim, Bi Yechlenu, that a Jew today could bring up his Maisi Sheni that grew in Eretz Yisrael, and he could bring it up and even in Yerushalayim, even today, even though there's no Beis Hamikdash today, but still, maybe a person can think, so what? Since there's still Kedushas Oretz, Kitcha Lashaita, the Kitcha Losa Lovai, since the Oretz has Kedusha, that's why the pears that grow in Eretz Yisrael is still chayiv and trumas and maisrois. So when we have a maisr sheni, maybe today you can still take it to Yerushalayim and eat it. V'dinu, really it's a svar not that way. V'dinu, there's a svar no. Why? Bechor toyin havoyis mokim. When you have a korban bechor, you have to bring it to the Beis Hamikdash. You have to do the avoida. It's a korban. O maisr sheni toyin havoyis mokim. Who are the maisr sheni? The Torah says you have to bring it up to Yerushalayim. You have to eat it in Yerushalayim, and l'chura the mile of Yerushalayim is that there's the Beis Hamikdash there. Since it has the Beis Hamikdash, that gives it the Kedusha. So ma b'chor, just like korban b'chor, eino ella b'fnei abayis, you can only bring the korban if you have the Beis HaMikdash, or you can only eat the meat. When you have the Beis HaMikdash, it's af meiser. The same svar should apply by meiser sheni, that eino ella b'fnei abayis, you can only eat it when we have the Beis HaMikdash. That gives kedusha to Yerushalayim, and then that's called l'fnei Hashem, like we'll soon see the psukim. So that's what I would think. So I'm learning out now that just like b'chor, it's only b'zman you have the Beis HaMikdash. The same thing, Ma'aseh Sheni also, is only the same time we have the Beis HaMikdash. May I guess the question? Maybe no. I'll tell you. Ma'ale b'chor shekein toyin matin domim v'yemur l'gabim mezbeach. There's a big difference. Of b'chor, it's a korban. You have to bring it. You have to bring the blood on the mezbeach. You have to burn the fats l'gabim mezbeach. So pshita, you could only bring a bechor and eat the meat if you have a Beis HaMikdash that you could bring the korban. But my sisheni has no avoida. There's no dam. There's no zriki. You don't need the mizbeach. My sisheni just bring into Yerushalayim and you can eat it there. So maybe even though there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's a korban abayis, maybe you're allowed to eat my sisheni bizman hazeh. So Mara says bikurim yachiach. This I'll prove you from bikurim. That what? For some reason we're learning now that Bikurim also needs the Beis HaMikdash. If you have no Beis HaMikdash, you cannot eat Bikurim, even though there's no Mizbeach, you do not need a Zrikas Dam, there's no burning. So you see, Bikurim tells us, even though you do not need the Avoidus, still you cannot do it unless you have the Beis HaMikdash. So Mar says, no, Ma'ale Bikurim, Bikurim is different. Shekein Tunan Hanocha. That was the answer. That Bikurim is different, because by the Kurim there's a mitzvah to put the basket down in front of the Mizbeach. So you need the Mizbeach. So that's why by Churban Abayis there's no Mizbeach, there's no mitzvah Bikurim. Ma'ashenken, Ma'isisheni, that does not even need Hanocha, maybe you could eat Ma'isisheni today in Yerushalayim. So how do I know? Talmud Leima, this with Darshan Apostolic, it says, V'yachal teshom l'fnei Hashem alakecha. You should eat Ma'isisheni there. It says l'fnei Hashem. So now, makish ma'isel b'chor. We have a hekish in this pasuk of ma'isel sheni to the lach of a b'chor, a korban b'chor, ma b'chor. Just like by korban b'chor, eino ela l'fnei abayis, he could only eat the meat. B'shas we have the Beis HaMikdash is af ma'iser. The same way ma'isel sheni is only mutet eat eino ela l'fnei abayis. Only this man there's the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. That's called l'fnei Hashem. When the pasuk says v'yachal tosham l'fnei Hashem l'kecha, so it means not only Yerushalayim, but with the kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. And b'zman hazeh we have no Beis HaMikdash, so it's not considered l'fnei Hashem. Therefore, ma'aseh sheni b'zman hazeh, we know we do not eat it. We're paid for it, and the money gets thrown away. Now that's what Rabbi Shmuel said. Now v'yimisa, if you're going to tell me that kriya is also marked by Bikurim, that Bikurim, not only do we have to put it down in front of the Mizbeach, but you also have to have the Kriya, say the Parsha. So why didn't he say this? Yemisa, Lifrach, why didn't the Gemara ask the question, Ma'am the Bikurim, Shekin Tunan Kriya Vanocha? Should have said, you can't learn out Ma'isa Sheni from Bikurim. Bikurim is different. Bikurim has special mitzvahs, it has the mitzvah of Anocha and Kriya. How come Rabbi Shmuel did not say Kriya? So this is the proof that this Tana Rabbi Shmuel holds, Kriya is not Makif. So Rav Sheshes holds like Rabbi Shmuel, that by the mitzvah Bikurim, it's enough just to put it down in front of the Mizbeach. You made the mitzvah Tanocha, that's Makif, then the Kriya is allowed to eat. But even before the Kriya. So Rav Sheshes holds like Rabbi Shmuel. So Rav says, no, there's no proof. Omer Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi has still a question. Nehi di kuvaleka. True. Even if you want to say that the mitzvah's Kriya, to say the parsha of Aram Yevet Ovi is not makiv, that means before you're allowed to eat it, but still, mitzvah mileka, isn't there at least a mitzvah to have the kriya? So sovaleima, let the Gemara before ask the question, mitzvah, let's say there's a mitzvah. Philippa can ask the question also, maybe you know why Bikurim is only the zman you have the Beis HaMikdash, because it has special mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of Hanocha Likuva, and Lechatchila there's a mitzvah kriya. Still it's a kasha on the Braisa. Why didn't Rabbi Shmuel bring down that Bikurim has a special mitzvah, at least lechatchila, of a mitzvah's kriya? So anyway, it's a question of Rabbi Shmuel. Ella, what do you have to answer? Elomu Rav Ashi, ki von di ikah. Bichure Hager, there's one case of Bikurim that there's no mitzvah tree at all. If a ger brings Bikurim, he has no mitzvah. He cannot say, in this pasha of Aram Yehuda, we say, Ashenishpa Hashem Lavasenu, to our fathers, Floy Motzi Yomar. And a ger cannot say, Lavasenu. So therefore, the locher is, a ger does not have to say the pasha of Aram Yehuda. So it comes out, there are cases that there's no mitzvah, not even the chetchila of Kriya. Therefore, like Sikalei, therefore it's not 100% for sure that the mitzvah's Bikurim needs Kriya. There is this one case of a ger that does not even need it, l'chetchila. Therefore, he doesn't mention it. So therefore, there's no proof to Rosh Hashanah. It could be by regular Jew that he has the mitzvah Kriya, it's likuva. Maybe without the Kriya, you cannot, the Kohen is also teach the Bikurim. Just why didn't Rabbi Shmuel bring it down? Because he wants to say a clear-cut case that applies to everybody. And that's Hanukkah. But Kriya depends. To a ger, there's no mitzvah Kriya. But it could be to a Jew, there's a mitzvah Kriya, and maybe it's Likuva. So we have no proof that from Rabbi Shmuel to Rabbi Sheshis. Now the Gemara says, Oma le'im. For the Gemara question, v'lehed adino v'teisi b'mehatzad. Still I have a question. The Gemara came out before, how do I know that Maisa Sheni today you cannot eat in Yerushalayim? And the only answer was a special Gzeras HaKosef. We have a pasuk of V'yachal Teshom L'chnei Hashem L'kecha, and we make a hekish to Bechor. But without the special pasuk, I would have thought that Maisa Sheni is different from Bikurim and from Bechor. Why? Because each one has a special Chumrah. So Gemara asks, that's every Mahatzad. Let's learn out though, two together. Like you want to learn out from Bechor itself, Bechor has Imurim, you can't learn out. So say Bikurim is Tachiyach. Ah, yes, the question, Bikurim has a mitzvah Hanukkah or Kriya, so I'll tell you Bechor Tachiyach. So let me learn out, each one throws away the other Chumrah, and that's Tzad HaShavah, but the more of a taste than that Tzad. And the Tzad HaShavah is it has Kedusha, you have to bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it there, so maybe only Bizman you have the base of Migdash. So I should still learn out Maisa Sheni from two of them together, from Bechor and from Bikurim. So Rosh says no. Mishum Dikol Amir Pachirik asked the question, Mal Yachtar HaShavah Shaben, Shekein Yesh Ben Tzad Mizbeach. They both need the Mizbeach. A Bechor needs it Poshet for the Zrikas Adam, for the Emurim. Bikurim needs it for the Mitzvah Sanocha. Mashma the Kri also has to be in front of the Mizbeach. But you need the Mizbeach. That's why Bizman Azeh, by the Korban Abayis, there's no mitzvah Bikurim. Ma'ashen kein, Maisa Sheni, that does not need the Mizbeach at all, I would have thought, you could eat Maisa Sheni today in Yerushalayim. That's why I need a special pasuk of Yechal Teshom L'chnei Hashem L'kecha. Now the Gemara says, Umay Kesover, what does this Tana hold? My Kesover. I Kesover, if he holds, Kedusha Rishoyna, the first Kedusha on the base of Migdash, Kitcha L'shaita, V'kitcha L'osu L'ovoi, that the Kedusha still remains on the Mokum of the Beit HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, even though like today we have no bias, but that Mokum still has its Kedusha. If so, Afilu B'chor Nami, even a B'chor also it should be Mutter to bring the Korban itself. Like Rashi says, Afilu B'chor Nami, Yakrif, you could even bring it, V'yoychel and eat the meat, Doman V'yisle Kitcha L'osu L'ovoi, Svirala Makriven, he holds, you could bring Korbanos today, Afo P. Shein Bayis, even though we have no base in Migdish. Kiramina by Megillah Nikras, like the Gemara in Megillah says, that according to this man, the Yoma, this man Azeh, you could bring a Korban. The man one time holds like this. So if the our time Rabbi Shmuel here holds, that Kitcha L'osu L'avoi, even a Bechor also, so why are you telling me for sure, a Bechor, you cannot not eat the meat today in Yerushalayim? Why not? You can even bring the Korban also. That's why he speaks about it. I you need a Zrikas Dam, you need a Mizbeach, so don't build a Mizbeach. You can build a Mizbeach today, even though you have no Beis HaMikdash. So, according to this Man D'Yoma, everything is Mutter today. So you can't be going according to this Man D'Yoma. So more the question, B'chor Nami, Elamai, what Ik is so, if this Tana holds, Ik is so far, Kedusha Rishayna Kitcha L'Shaita. It only had the Kedusha, this man, you had the Beis HaMikdash there, at that place. For life, Kitcha L'Osa L'Avoy. But after the Churban Abayis, the Kedusha is removed. It's not there, L'Osa L'Avoy. If so, Afilu B'chor Nami Tivoy, If so, why are you saying for sure Bechor is no good? He could even ask the question, what will be the halacha by Bechor? And Rashi explains, let's say you have this korban Bechor, that they brought the korban. The kohen made the shechita, he made the zrikas adam, he made the emurim. He didn't get around to eat the meat yet. And now there was a korban avayis, they burnt down the Beis Hamikdash now. And he still has his meat around. So I could have a question, could I eat this meat or not? There is Kedusha Asarek, as Yisrael itself has Kedusha, just there's no Beis Hamikdash. So when I have to, when the mitzvah of eating Bechor in Yerushalayim, do I need the Beis Hamikdash or not? That's your doubt. That's your doubt about Ma'aseh Sheni. Ma'aseh Sheni, there's a mitzvah to eat Ma'aseh Sheni in Yerushalayim. That's the mitzvah. Yerushalayim has its Kedusha, B'zman is there, because Eretz Yisrael still has its Kedusha. Your question is, do you still need the extra milah of the Beis Hamikdash or not? So if that's your doubt by Ma'aseh Sheni, you could have the same doubt by Bechor also. In the case where you already brought the korban, you made the Zrikas Adam, you made the Emurim, and then there was a korban Abayis, and you still have your meat left over. So the question is, are you still able to eat the meat? Why don't you have a doubt? There should also be a doubt. Even if Yod, it's not Kitchul Asa Lavrei, so you can't bring a korban now, but maybe just eating the meat should be Mutter. So why do you say Bechor for sure not? And Ma'aseh Sheni, you have a doubt, you should have the same doubt by the meat of the Bechor. Samarin says, Ravina says, Pshan this man the Amri is Li'aylam, really, Ksavar, he holds, Kitcha L'Shaita, V'loi Kitcha L'Asalavai. And that's the way the Rambam paskins, that this man is there, there's no Kedusha of the Beis Hamikdash to bring Karbonos. We cannot bring Karbonos today. What's the case over here? Bechor Mar says clearly, Bechor by korban bechor shenizrak domoi koydem korban abayis. That in the morning they made the shechita, they made the zrika, they brought this korban. In the afternoon the Beis Hamikdash was choref. The question is, can the kohen eat the meat tonight in Yerushalayim? Bechor abayis v'yadayim besarakayim. But the meat of this bechor is still around. So the question is, are you allowed to eat the meat today in Yerushalayim or not? So the answer is for sure not. This the Braisa knows for sure it's Asa. It's only a doubt about Ma'aseh Sheni. But this meat for sure is Asa. Why? The answer is, Umakshinan v'sara l'domai. We make a hekesh, the basar, the meat of this korban, to the mitzvah of Zrika, of its blood. Ma domai, just like the blood of the korban b'chor. The mizbeach, you can only bring the Zrika, make the Zrika, when you have the mizbeach, when you have the Beis Hamikdash. If so, afisaroi bimizbeach. The same thing, the basar, the meat of the korban bechor, is only edible bisman we have the Beis Hamikdash. But after the korban abayis, you cannot eat the meat. That's why bechor is pashut. There's a hekesh, afisaroi l'damai. Now, once I know by bechor that even the basar you cannot eat if there's no Beis Hamikdash, now, umakish maisel bechor. In this pasuk of Yechalta Shavuchnei Hashem Lekecha, I'm learning out Ma'aseh Sheni from Bechor. Just like the meat of the Bechor, you cannot eat if you do not have the Beis Hamikdash. The same thing, the mitzvah of Ma'aseh Sheni, you can only eat Ma'aseh Sheni in Yerushalayim when there's the Kedusha of the Beis Hamikdash. So that's Pshan, this Braisa. So we're learning out Ma'aseh from Bechor, and Bechor itself we know from the Hekish, from its Basar to its Domah. So the question is that true? By Kodeshim, there's a special cloud. The Chidover HaLamed BeHekish. Chayzer Malamed BeHekish. There's a big machlekes in the Gemara in Zerachim. There's a man yom we hold by Kodeshim, at least the Rashi brings down. The Gemara in Zerachim says, Shein Lemedim BeKodeshim. In the parish of Kodeshim, Lomad Min HaLamed. If one halacha, it doesn't say clearly, you only learn it out BeHekish, then you have no right to make another Hekish to another halacha. That's called Shein Lemedim B'Kodeshim Lomad Min HaLomad. If one thing here, the Bostar of the Bechor, it doesn't say clearly, we're learning out the Sari Hekish to Domai. Since so we only know Bechor from Hekish, you cannot learn out Ma'aseh Sheni from Bechor. Salkamia the Braisa learns out. So my answer is Ma'aseh Dogen Chulanu. What are we learning out? Learning out Ma'aseh Sheni. Ma'aseh Sheni is Chulin. That has no Kedusha. That's not Kodeshim. True, Bechor has Kedusha, that's a Korban, that's Kodeshim. But what you want to learn out, Ma'aseh Sheni, that's like Chulin, that has no Kedusha of Kodeshim. Therefore, I can learn out from a Hekesh to a Hekesh. So that's the question. Now, there's also my question of the Zvachim.